Hi, everybody. If you're interested in these type of topics, all you got to do is just come over to the quantlabs.net/algo, check out our forum here, and you'll get access to some secretive technical stuff that I've used over the years. If you're interested, just sign up. You'll get immediate access. Thanks for watching. Hi, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today, I just wanted to go over the latest changes and updates to this bot. I put out a video yesterday on the situation. I am probably going to sit here and tell people when they think they have got a winning bot, don't change it. Because the more you tweak it, the more you change the parameters, the more chances that you're going to just mess it up. At least keep the comments and the code that works, okay? Because it's not very easy to bring back. If you lose those changes. So this is what I'm referring to. This video here called latest.
Hi, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today I'm going to show you
latest cryptocurrency algo trading results. Do I change the bot? So that's the name again. Latest cryptocurrency algo trading results. Do I change the bot? The answer right now is no. Here's why. So let me just show you where the market's at. I've shown this yesterday. You can see here, top 20. Again, Tezos took a hit, but it's still up there. NEO, this Leo, Binance does not have Cardano, Ethereum, Tether, Tron. These are the winners right now, but half, or just over half are profitable. But remember, this is the top 20. And they're not very convincingly profitable, but there is still opportunity out there. So let me show you the latest report. I've done commands, whatever, to get that. So what we're doing here is we're going to look at the last set of changes right here. So I reported up until this NEO position, 11:07, so today is the 8th, at 12:11 p.m. my time, Eastern Standard. As you can see here, we've got one that broke even. So here is the last one I mentioned. I think this could be a loser I don't think it would be a loser because there's a multiplier of 1.6. And depending upon when the exit gets triggered, it could be a loser. But you can see here on the buy and the sell, it's the same. But then later on in the night at 4 a.m., we have here EOS being bought at 1883, sold at 18953. So that is a little tiny profit yet again. And then for a little bit, for about, I'm going to say an hour at 1:30, and then it sold it at 2.5 hours later at that last position. And here at 4:17, it popped again. It's bought at 18916 and sold at 18956. So there's a little profit there. Not big profit as I've hinted at before. And then yet again, it does the same thing. 18,983. And just barely one extra little point there it got. And then one more. 18,5956. And it looks like that might be it looks like it made a little profit here. 18,956.69. So that might be a tiny loss. So out of those three, two are profitable, tiny. But the problem is again, as I always say, slippage or commission might be the problem here. So if I was to put this live, I have to know exactly the pricing it was sold at. And these units here are just so critical. And it's that tough to get profit on an hourly basis when you're looking at it minute by minute because these coins can move so fast any which way. as I hinted at before in the past. So that is the difficulty, but I think from my perspective, this is as good as I'm going to get for now, and let's hope for the best. Just wanted to bring that to your attention, and I'll be making them live probably maybe Monday. Okay, talk to you later. Hi, everybody. If you're interested in these type of topics, all you got to do is just come over to thequantlabs.net/algo. Check out our forum here, and you'll get access to some secretive technical stuff that I've used over the years. If you're interested, just sign up. You'll get immediate access. Thanks for watching.